Welcome back to the Humura Show. I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing lovely. I'm Humura Ruth, and in this episode, we're going to do a part two to the street food we did last week. So I love street food. Food is an amazing thing. Actually, they say when you're going for a business meeting or if you want to convince someone to get onto your side or negotiate, you should have food between you guys, because food just calms down people. Food makes people happy, and it's an exciting thing too. I don't know, you don't do food, but it's something nice to eat. So in this episode, we're going to do a part two to our street food that we did last week. Last week, I talked about the chapati, I talked about the chikomando, and I talked about the Rolex. Those are some of my favorite street foods, you guys. They are amazing. Basically, the chikomando is chapati. Some people call it flatbread mixed with maybe a gravy of your choice, probably beans or peas. I love peas, or even meat. I don't think you'd call it chikomando with meat, though. And then a Rolex is just the chapati rolled with eggs in it. I think that's why the name is Rolex. And yeah, and then chapati is flatbread. I talked about it in the previous episode. If you'd like, you can listen to it. But today I had somebody come on the podcast and share with me her favorite street food, which happens to be the same as mine. And she's none other than Fiona Lake, a Ugandan blogger and writer, health style guru. And yeah, so this is what she prefers.
This is my favorite street food, and most times I am team Nyanya Mbisi, because I actually don't understand people that want their things like cut in the Rolex. Like, I would rather have my onions raw, my tomatoes raw. And you guys, you know, after a really long day, you are so tired, you feel like you can't cook, and then you have this Rolex made for you in like 10 minutes, and then you're on your way home and you don't have to fix your food. Like, that's one of the things that I really love about Uganda. Like, there's a lot of street food. Like, if you're someone that really loves street food, you're not going to have to cook, and you'll be able to actually manage this whole work-life thing. So yeah, the Rolex takes it.
I think it's safe to say that the Rolex is here to stay. That was Fiona Lake sharing her favorite street food in Kampala, which happens to be the same as mine. The Rolex. I just love the Rolex. Now, today, I thought we should talk about some of the... it's street food, but we used to, like, pack it to school, take it to school if you're in boarding school here in Kampala. These are some of the street food snacks you'd carry to school. It's not wet food, it's dry food, and it can last a very long time. The first on my list is the Gonja crisps. You guys, those crisps are heaven. If you've had the Gonja crisps, I don't know, you've been to heaven. Let's just say that they're basically made out of gonja, that's plantain. You get your plantain, you clean it, peel it, and then slice it nicely, and then kind of deep fry until that and dried. So what you get out of it is a crispy plantain crisp. I don't know if that makes sense, but they're so amazing. I actually whenever I had a group of friends, whenever they would come from abroad, they'll come and they're like, I have to get gonja crisps. You guys, they are so amazing. And the fact, I think I like food that lasts a long time, because you can keep your gonja crisps with you for up to like 2 weeks. You can keep storing them and eating them, whereas with the chapati and the Rolex, you probably don't want to keep it that long. So yeah, that's another one. Another thing I love about Ugandan street food is the abangweke, or the mawogola. It's called mawogola or hard corn, or nowadays I hear people calling it abangweke. I've actually tasted the abangweke in the supermarkets and I like it. So back in the day, my mom would always make this because she loves snacking this sort of small bites and pieces, and I didn't want to call them pieces, but yeah, small bites. And so abangweke, hard corn, is like that. So basically, it's corn. You get corn off a maize cob. You dry it for some good time. Could be for a day or what. And then there's a process that goes into that. I'm not so sure about it. But then after it's dry and a bit harder, then you fry it. When you fry it, or it's not exactly a deep fry, you don't want to soak it in too much oil, but you fry it in oil that's at a hot temperature. It comes out hard and crunchy, and that's really fun. You can chew this while you're watching a movie or while you're talking to your friends. It's very fun. The disadvantage, though, is that it makes so much noise in your mouth. You have to say that. It makes so much noise in your mouth, but it's amazing. And those are some of the things we used to take to school. Another thing we love about street food in Uganda is the groundnuts. Now, you can find all these foods that I'm talking about on the streets. You can find them in restaurants. No, you don't find hard corn in restaurants. Those ones you don't. But you can find them in supermarkets. You're always going to find gonja crisps in a supermarket. You're always going to find had corn in the supermarket. Now, I have to say I'm a bit of a picky eater, so I don't eat crumbly daddies. Have you found daddy? I usually like my daddies clean and dry, but there are these daddies that are crumbly. I don't know what makes them crumbly. Either you use very your oil is not hot enough, and I think they soak up the oil. I don't like them like that. They actually irritate my head. I just really don't like them like that. But daddies are really good. I think if you come to Kampala, you should look for daddies and you should get daddies. Another thing I love in Uganda, the street food, is the Musiba Thai. Now, my sister calls it Uganda nachos. I don't know if they're actually Uganda nachos, but Musiba Thai is, it's so amazing. It's crunchy, it's crumbly, it's nice. You can, it's not crumbly, but you can have it while you're watching a movie. It's like something like, I would compare it to popcorn, but it's really nice. So what you do is you do the whole flour and baking powder process and all that, and just roll it out very thinly. The goal here is to have very, very thin strips, and then you just tear them apart into different shapes and styles, and then you deep fry those. Now they'll come out very thin and crispy. That's why she calls them Ugandan nachos. They're very, very amazing, you guys. It doesn't even have that much of a taste. Whether we should know about Ugandan food is that it's mildly spiced. We don't really do very, very spicy food here. And so those nachos are also, you don't really have such a mind-blowing taste, but they're just fun to eat, and they just have this nice chapati taste to them. That's why I love them. And yeah, another thing I love, another street food I love, you should also remember that Ugandan street food is kind of inspired by, you'd find some of the street food here in Kenya, and you'd find some of the street food that's in Kenya, in India, Mumbai, all those places, because I think when, back in the day when the Arabs used to come to the East African coast, and all that, they brought these different ways of cooking, and so we adopted them and kind of made them our own. So yeah, don't be surprised when you find something like that in India. Another thing actually on the Ugandan streets that you find a lot is the samosa, and you find the samosa in India, you find the samosa in Mumbai. A lot of people do samosas everywhere, but for us, I don't know why we used to call them sumbusa in school, but I don't know whether we couldn't pronounce the word samosa, but we used to call them sumbusa. And I love the samosas. The process is really fun, but they take a lot of work. I used to do samosas for my family. They take a lot of work, but they are amazing. And what I love, you know what I love with food, is that you can work with few ingredients and just tweak them, just the way you apply, just the way you mix them and work with them gives it, the food, a different taste. Now with the samosa, you have your dough and your baking powder, you roll it out into very thin strips like chapati strips, then you lightly fry them in a pan without oil, and then put them back on your working board or whatever, and then start cutting out the triangles, because samosas are always triangular, and then fill those triangles with either a filling of your choice. You can do meat, I love meat samosas. You can do vegetables, I love vegetables. You can do fried potatoes. You guys, I never knew fried potato samosas were amazing until I went to high school. Fried potato samosas are amazing. You can even fill them up with rice. This is something you can play around with, a samosa. I love a samosa because you can just have an assortment of fillings on your table. If you're going to ever have guests at your home and you're making samosas, just fill them up with different stuff. You can fill them up with rice, fried potatoes, vegetables, the whole meat thing, and just have a good time with them. Samosas are amazing. I actually love taking them with tea in the evening. They just make me feel so Ugandan, I should say. That's very nostalgic for me. Even just saying samosa, I just feel, oh, I miss that so much. I love it. And then another street food we should go to is fried cassava. I love cassava, you guys. I don't know if it's just a personal preference, but I love cassava. And I love my cassava straight from the ground. Mm-hmm. I am a very picky eater, I told you. Now, when I go to my mom's side, my mom's village, she has a garden, of course. Grandmothers always have gardens. She doesn't dig, of course, she's old. But when you get your cassava straight from the ground and then you deep fry it, you guys, it is so nutritious. It tastes amazing. It tastes fresh. It's something you just can't stop having. And it's something you can keep having and having and having and having. I just love fried cassava. You can also find this on the streets. You can find it in supermarkets. You can find it in restaurants. I love fried cassava. Now, I think we should wrap up lastly with Bundazi. No, I even did an Instagram stories showing people how to make bundazi. I love bundazi. Like I said, Ugandan food is not really spicy, but you can play around with the ingredients that you have. Now, typically, bundazi is almost the same way you would do the whole... We use a lot of flour in our street foods. I've just realized that the whole flour thing, and then you square them up into bigger squares, and then you fry them. But usually what I like to do is sometimes when I make them, I get my wheat flour, baking flour, mix them together, a little bit of salt, and then I use orange zest or lemon zest or ginger. And then I just put a little bit of it in there, mix it with a little bit of water, work the dough, and then slice it up into bigger squares, and then deep fry. Now, I one time had someone on Facebook say, I didn't hear them say, they just said that someone had told them to put like oranges into their bundazi or lemons into their bundazi. And I think this person just got an entire orange and squeezed it in. That's not how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to just zest an orange or zest an orange, a lemon, and then it would just give the bundazi a different kind of taste. You see what I told you? We use a few ingredients, but you can tweak them to your preference. So you can have like orange flavored bundazi or lemon flavored bundazi or ginger flavored bundazi, and it's amazing. We usually have this for breakfast in the morning if my mom feels like she wants to cook for us. And I rarely do that because I rarely want to get into the kitchen and do all that work, but it's really nice. You can just have a blast with bundazi. See, there's so much street food in Kampala, I can't even finish it. Oh, there's this old fried maize, that's kasoli. I see it. I love Food Network, so I watch a lot of different chefs, and I see different ways of people having their maize on their plates, and most of the times it's just steamed, but here we roast the maize, and it's just amazing, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I've run out of time. I hope you had a good time, and I hope this makes you want to make some Ugandan street food or makes you want to come visit Uganda. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to Zuhumura Show. As always, if you'd love to get in touch, my telephone number is +256 778 96500 3, or we can connect on social media. On Instagram, I'm at @Humura_Ruth, Twitter @HumuraRuth, Facebook Zuhumura, and my blog is zuhumura.wordpress.com.